The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Well, today was media day at the soon-to-be-opened Hilton Des Moines downtown. Following our tour, and you can see a video clip of that on our Facebook page, I sat down with Tamara Chubb, who originally hails from Denison, Iowa, and has come back home from San Diego to be the director of sales and marketing, and from Paris, that would be France, Francik Debril. We start our conversation with Francik by asking him what he does for the property.
I'm the director of food and beverage, so that encompasses the free meal restaurant, the bar, also the catering and the banquet operation, as well as the culinary, the back of the house.
You recently had a job fair where you were attempting to get people to work here. That's one of the constant issues that so many people here in the greater Des Moines metro have, is finding good help. How was your job fair?
The job fair went well. We are different in some aspect that we are training. We are a big operation, and we hire for the attitude, and we're training for the job that they are deemed to perform.
You know, we hear that from lots of people, Francik, that you can train individuals to do almost anything if they have the right soft skills. That's the most important part. We had a media day tour today, Tamara, and you took us all over this place. Is the scheduled date still March 21?
It is March 21, and we'll start with a ribbon cutting at noon.
What's been the biggest challenge to get this running by March 21?
You know, I'm going to talk a little bit more from the sales aspect of it, is really trying to get Des Moines on the map. You know, Des Moines is a fantastic city, but when you are marketing to other areas of the country, you kind of get that Des Moines. What's in it? You know, what does Des Moines have to offer? So really trying to sell the city and what we have to offer when they come here. And what we've seen is once we get them to the city, they're surprised, they're amazed, and they say, what a pleasant surprise. And we've been able to capture their business.
Francik, when we talk about food and beverage, that's such an important part of any property. What can tourists or what can the public, what can they expect when they enter this new Convention Center Hotel by Hilton?
So they can expect a very different array of product. The chef has looked for local as well as a little bit of a, I would say, exotic flair. And we are looking at providers such as Cisco, U.S. Food, and all those big purveyors, as well as the local. We're looking, of course, we know that Iowa is huge in pork. It already has developed menus around those local flair. And the same for the beverage, the whiskey. We looked at local distillery, such as, of course, cedar bourbon and things like that. So people are expecting a local flair, but as well, they want to be surprised. And Chef and I have looked into those menus to make sure there is a lot for everyone and not just an hotel restaurant.
Can you talk a little bit about the wine selection? That's becoming an increasingly important part of any hospitality industry. And I will tell you, the folks that live here in the Des Moines metro, there are some pretty wine-savvy people.
That's correct. People are not drinking the white zin anymore. This is gone. The time is over. So Hilton has a beverage program that's very extensive. We have mandatory wines that we have to carry, as well as after that, it's to the discretion of the chef, the restaurant manager, and myself. And we're looking, and obviously we are partial. I have a few French wines in there, and Ron, who is from another part of the country, has some wine from Oregon and wine from California. And the chef came up with his own list, of course, because he wants it to pair it. And out of all those lists, then we come down to something that would please everyone and that would pair the food as well.
How much latitude are you given by Hilton to create your own atmosphere and your own chef's experience?
So this varies in part of the countries, and I opened hotel in other cities. In places like Des Moines, you have a lot more freedom. They understand that getting a fresh halibut or getting a Dover sole here in Des Moines, Iowa, is a little harder than if you live in Boston or in New York. So you're left with a little bit of freedom. But you always have the back support. The Hilton supply management that's behind you can get anything in here if you want to. But you are giving us some freedom. So you can use the local products, so you can reflect the local market.
Tamara, when we talk about sales and marketing for a property like this, a well-known name, of course, but you did indicate one of the things is this is a flyover state for the most part. When you talk about Des Moines, what are the things that you like to share with people? Not only are you close to the convention center, but this beautiful downtown that we have and the other accoutrements that are here in the metro. What do you talk about?
You know, we do talk about the airport and how close it is to the downtown area. When people are looking for locations, cost of, you know, transportation comes into play. And so with the hotel having complimentary shuttle service to and from the airport, and within a 2-mile radius of the hotel, that comes into play when they're figuring up those costs. And then we do talk about all the entertainment and the different things that they can do. The 3 different entertainment districts between the East Village, Court Avenue, and Western Gateway Park. You know, if they're looking to do some off-site events, we bring up the Iowa Cubs. You know, there's a lot that they can do that is unique and really make them feel like they are the main group in the city. So they can be that big fish in the pond because they're not in a larger city and sharing you know, that city with 5 or 6 other groups.
When you talk about target marketing for the property, who would be great opportunities for the Hilton here in downtown Des Moines?
You know, it's a mixture of both corporate and association. You know, we're looking for those regional associations that really capitalize on the different industries that we have in Des Moines with the financial, the insurance, you know, and even the technology. We talked about that a lot during our media day today, that's the design capture of the hotel. While trying to tap into some of those different associations, but we have a lot of corporations that are here in the Des Moines area that, you know, we hope that they will look to bring some of their annual meetings and their, you know, business meetings here in the city.
Well, it's a beautiful facility, well under construction. 21st day of March is supposed to be the opening day, and Matt Felling said it will be the opening day. White's Construction said it will be opening day, so no putting the brakes on between now and then. Thank you very much. Bronczyk, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And Tamara, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here.
Once again, that was Tamara Chubb, the Director of Sales and Marketing, and Bronczyk Debrill, the Director of Food and Beverage at the soon-to-open Hilton Des Moines Downtown Convention Center Hotel. We had quite the tour, and for some photos and a quick video, head to our Facebook page. In other regional business news today, Dubuque-based Heartland Financial USA Incorporated has been named a Forbes...